Hey, welcome back to today's episode. This is Embracing Her Faith podcast. This is Rainey, your host. I hope you guys had a fantastic week. We definitely did at our home. Just pretty much been chilling and enjoying each other's company. The weather's been great here. It's in Florida. It's been super beautiful. It's pretty much at 70s. We don't really get that kind of weather here. It's either really, really, really hot or it's really cold. But that's usually in the wintertime. We're pretty much almost out of the cold weather. So it's been very beautiful, windy, 70s. It's just super nice. So today in this episode, it's going to be our last episode before Easter. So I kind of wanted to do a Easter episode. Easter is such a beautiful holiday. It is the holiday where we talk about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So I kind of want to talk about 8 ways that we can introduce Easter to our children, especially if they're really young. We could talk about 8 activities or things that we could do with our children before Easter time and kind of get them to understand the importance of Easter. So if you're ready for this episode, grab your coffee and let's get started. Hola and hello. This is Embracing Her Faith podcast. I'm Rainey Avila, follower of Christ, boy mama, wife, and juggler of 5 million things because that's what us moms do. If you're done feeling like you have no purpose or feeling like you want a stronger relationship with the Lord, but you just don't know how, if you're ready to let all your insecurities, doubts, and fears stop taking over your mind and to bring Jesus in your life to discover peace and serenity, well, have I got the podcast for you. Pop in those earbuds, sip on that coffee, and keep folding that laundry that you promised to do, because we're getting straight into it. All right, so before we get started, I wanted to say a big thank you to anybody who's left me a review. I really, really appreciate it. And if you are thinking about leaving me a review, or if you're coming along for the ride, it would really, really help my podcast grow. So I would really appreciate it if you left a review. That would be super awesome. I do want to say a big thank you to the Beauty Hunters podcast. And they put on my review, if you are going through a lot in life and looking to deepen your relationship with God, this is your podcast. Rainey's authenticity and vulnerability creates the perfect environment for you to walk out your healing. Again, thank you so much. I really appreciate the reviews, the positive reviews. All right, so let's talk about 8 ways that we could introduce Easter to our children. So the first way would be to either talk or read about the story of the resurrection. So there are different kinds of books out there that talks about the resurrection, and you want to make sure to investigate the books that you are reading to your children, because these days you have to make sure that they align with the values and the teachings that you want your children to know. You don't want to just pick any book. You just kind of want to make sure that everything in the book goes with what you believe in. So if you are going to talk about the story of the resurrection, you want to kind of ease your way into the resurrection easily. You don't want to talk too much about the gory details when they're really young. You don't want to bring too much about the details of the crucifixion, because we do want to make this fun for them. We can use this day or this week as a story on forgiveness and sin to introduce the kids to the love that God really has for us. So an example of how we can ease into the story of the resurrection to kind of get the children to understand it is to start off with how we are all sinners and how we are not perfect and how we do have this human flesh that we live with every day and that we do need forgiveness. So we can get the children to understand that when they do something that they're not supposed to do, or they say something they're not supposed to say, or they don't listen to mommy and daddy, those are some examples of how we are not perfect in this body of ours and how we do have to ask God for forgiveness. So we can start to introduce the forgiveness stage of why we do need to be forgiven. And that introduces on why Jesus had to come and live the human life, because we're not perfect. But when he came to live the human life, he was perfect. And it helped us to understand that we do need someone to go to be forgiven for our sins. And that's why Jesus had to come and sacrifice his life for us. We can also explain that Jesus was resurrected and that he was resurrected to show everyone that he was the Son of God. And that gave us hope when Easter comes around every year to show that one day we can live in heaven with him. And to give the children hope that we are his children and that he loves us very much. So another way you can make this story time fun would be number two on my list is by making resurrection rolls. So I know a lot of people who do this. They get crescent rolls and they take the stuffing out of the crescent rolls to show the burial and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So they show, it's kind of like the tomb, and it shows that nobody's in the tomb. So it's kind of like a fun snack that you can do while you are doing the story time on the resurrection. And it also gives them a picture of the tomb being empty. So it kind of shows them an image of the empty tomb. So that's kind of like a fun way to show them that. The third way would be moms and dads can make it fun by washing their kids' feet. You can explain to them the whole reason why Jesus washed his disciples' feet and get into the story of the night of the Last Supper. And it showed humility. It showed that no matter if Jesus was the Son of God, he still washed the feet of his disciples. And it proved that even Jesus needed to show humility. And it helped the disciples realize that no matter who we are, we still need to have that approach to show kindness and love to other people. So washing the kids' feet could be something super fun to do with the children, to show them and explain to them that we need to love each other no matter what. So another fun thing to do is the night before Easter, you can sit with your family at the table with the kids and you can pretend it's like the Passover meal and just go around the table and see who has the grumpiest face and who's the grumpiest person. And everybody votes on who the grumpiest person is and kind of talk about the story of Judas and go over how Judas was kind of like the party pooper of the table. and how he was the one that betrayed Jesus. So it's a perfect time to explain to the kids how the Passover meal was really like and get them to understand the betrayal of Judas, how he betrayed Jesus during that time. So the fifth way you could talk to the children about Easter would be taking a walk outside and talking about plants and flowers and how they die during the winter and search for new signs of life. So Jesus is life. God is life. So I think this is a really, really nice way to introduce the kids about how God gives us new life. And when we get to the point where we get saved in our Christian walk, it shows the kids how you receive a brand new life. You're born again. And just like plants, how they blossom during a season, and they produce this energy when the winter comes. But because they have these roots and these energy inside, they're able to cross-pollinate with other plants or flowers. And when the season comes, they're able to spread their flowers out and blossom again. So it's so beautiful just watching nature. It's like a picture of how the Lord has our Christian lives. So before we get born again and we accept Jesus into our life is kind of like a dying flower. But then when we accept Jesus and we open that door and we bring him into our hearts, we blossom into this beautiful garden. So I think it's a really, really cool idea just to be outside and just to show the children just signs of new life, just to get them to understand and how God uses nature to explain how the Christian life is pretty much similar. So I think that's super cool. It's a super cool way. I'm super loving that idea. So the sixth way that, or actually this kind of is like a craft you can do with your children, is the day before or the week before, you can also make like this, a wooden cross, and you can use like a red ribbon to put around the cross, and you can find something sweet like cinnamon or something to be able to put on the cross to show that the Lord and God is sweet and he loves us. So that's something you can put outside. So to show, you know, just a, like a crafty thing to do with your kids. So if you have a very crafty child and very hands-on child, I think that's a very cute way to get them to have some activity to do for Easter, just a very cute thing to do. So number seven would be host a praise night. I think my son would totally love this one because he is such a music lover. He loves Christian music a lot. I play all the time in my car, so he's constantly singing. He just loves music. So if your child loves music or if they like dancing, I think this is such a fun thing to do, is just to put some music on and worship Jesus. Jesus, praise him, love him, show your children that you can love Jesus by just dancing and singing. So I think that's such a cute way to praise and love Jesus. So finally, the last thing would be, of course, to do an Easter egg hunt. What is Easter without an Easter egg hunt? So when you do an Easter egg hunt, you can talk about how God gives us a choice to follow him. And you can kind of bring up, after you make your Easter eggs, how they have a choice to either do the treasure hunt or not do the treasure hunt. The same way how Jesus gives us a choice to either accept him or not accept him. To kind of bring it up in that kind of way, it helps them to see that they do have a choice, and explain to them that God doesn't force us to love him. God gives us those choices. He lets us choose. He lets us to be able to open those doors. He does not force his way into our hearts. We have to accept it. So that's just a very fun way to introduce that to a smaller child. All right, so those are my 8 activities or lessons that you could teach your children about the Easter holiday and how you can slowly bring in the Easter stories and try not to make it too harsh on the children, especially if you have little kids, and make it really fun. All right, thank you guys for listening to today's episode. I hope you guys have a great Easter week, and we'll have a new episode on Tuesday. Bye. Hey, sweet friend. If this podcast blessed you or helped you in any way, please leave me a review and let me know. I would love to read your sweet reviews on my podcast before the episodes begin. You can also help by sharing on your social media. If you would like to tag me, I'm on Facebook as Rainy Avila. Or share this episode with a friend if you think it would bless them in any way. I'm so thankful for you guys and love you guys so much. Thanks for listening. God bless your faithful friend, Rainy.